systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Hey, boom, hello. This is a very special, intimate setting here with all of you. Friday, August 12th, back in time. On that NPR tip, my name is Matt. It's August 12th, 2011, delirious sleep deprivation experiment one.
I quit.
That's Danny, and she quits around the room.
Stacy
again.
Nicole.
And Nicole, of course, and?
MDS,
what's happening?
Holla.
All right, so it should be Friday, August 12th, 2011, episode 524 of The Jam Hole. Thank you for joining us. Not live, because this is anything but live.
Yes, we're a little dead here today.
So, everything that has been done for this third annual party, this week of amazing awesomeness, has kind of lagged behind, so everything had to shuffle, and now it's tomorrow. We should be setting up for the live show right now. I'm not going to lie. We should be. But instead, we decide we're going to do this. So, who saw a miracle today? Who saw a little piece of heaven today?
It was a miracle indeed.
How?
I believe in miracles.
They have a website. Their website, also a miracle. It's a miracle that it loaded on this without breaking it. Highlights? Iron steeds and leather britches. That's what I'm talking about. An S&M bar? No, not an S&M bar. The Miracle of America Museum.
The Miracle of America Museum, I thought, was amazing. But it also had more racist shit in it than anywhere I've been to in a real long time.
Holy shit, Mom, are those blaxploitation films? Yes, honey. Back in the day, we used to own black people.
Black but then Samba we got, was our friend.
That's right. And then we got civilized and lost the war. I mean, won the war. You know.
Yeah, there was that stuff. There was the. Did you see all the like the Hitler and anti-Japanese stuff?
Yeah, saw that.
Intense.
Did you see all the like little baby? Like this is our medieval way of keeping your baby healthy and alive. It's like a tray of torture, like scalpels and forceps. Like what is that? Well, if the baby grows another arm, this is what we use to rip it off. And then we use that to cauterize it.
Did you see the sheep with two heads
mounted no.
on the wall?
No, yeah. I did not. Wow.
It was right up there in the beginning with the curl your hair torture device.
Which came back again in the beauty parlor.
That beauty parlor was creepy.
I don't know how you can take a walk through this miracle.
Getting a perm involving like chatters and pinhead and all that shit, because that's what it looks like. Like you're going to his fucking torture place.
Is this Guantanamo Bay? No, honey, it's your mother's salon. It's
Medusa
fine.
It's a cap.
Salon selectives. It's terrible in there, though. I wanted to, but I didn't want to, like, get lost and then stay the night there and see if, like, some wrong turn, Wolf Creek, that kind of shit happens.
That shit's going to happen there. Those eyes, those have eyes.
they blinked.
They wink back.
They blinked. I saw it. They're like, damn it, don't blink. They'll see us.
Well, you didn't get to see the lady who lives up in the trailer up top.
Princess Zelda? No, I saw the old lady. Is that Joanne? Gil and Joanne, they were wonderful hosts. They've been there since 81.
I don't know. Joanne seemed a little irritated with us.
I was one, and for my birthday, a little miracle happened in a little town called Polson. Polson, Montana.
Joanne did remember you from you calling in the morning, though. Like, oh, you're the one with
the
group.
She's like,
you're
the one that called in with the group? Like, yeah, I called with the group.
I just wanted to make sure they took credit.
Oh, honey, get the vacuum cleaners out. We're having a group today.
Oh, I don't know, though. That family of Mexicans was bigger than us. Did you see them
yeah,
piling in?
I did.
We were going to go outside, and the door opened, and this little girl came running in. Ah!
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, there's like 12 other fucking people in this family just through the door.
I want to. Oh, go ahead.
Was there a lot of anti-Mexican stuff at the museum?
Surprisingly not.
No.
It hasn't made it into history books.
Good for them.
That's because Mexicans up here in Montana are like Indians. And like they're. Because the people up here can't really tell them apart.
That's because they're the miracle of America that we don't want to.
That is true. They're the little red, the redheaded miracle of America that gets beat and put in the closet. I want to set a scene for you. You know how we live in today where a very rubber wall coated society with like warning labels on everything? This place was a veritable lawsuit waiting to happen, but the one thing, and Mike Boudet on Facebook pointed this out, there's a building with a thing on it with a noose hanging there, but the noose had like wire in between it, so you couldn't really hang yourself if you got up there and tried. But meanwhile, there's like a half torn down Huey with like the blades exposed and shit like out of, like, there were so many places I was like, just come push me. Please. Like, we will make so much money.
I don't know if that place has so much money to really give away, though.
I would take that F-14 fighter jet they have there.
That's the thing. Like, yeah, those people probably don't have that much money because they spent all their money on all that shit.
I think people gave them a lot of that shit, though.
It's like hoarding on a level that no one has
ever seen.
We've seen
this on that show before, and it happens when a hoarder buys a consignment shop, and it spirals out of control after that.
Well, see, it's just
it's
handy that this hoarder happens to also enjoy hoarding buildings.
This was very organized, though.
Yes.
There was labels, and on some of the shit where I was like, what the fuck is that? And I was like, oh, here's a sign. And it, like, very well written and... Wikipedia, but yeah, that's fine.
The thing is, it's like organized in a very loose fashion. Like,
yeah, it's almost chronological order. You start with like, here was people, and then you're like, and here's where we figured out how to make weapons, and here's where we killed each other.
Well, I also like that right at the very beginning, there's this guise of it being like a real place. Like,
yeah. And like then you go outside to the junkyard.
there's a big diorama of like the Constitution.
Yeah.
And like,
it looks
America,
real.
America, this is what America's about. And then you round the corner and it's like, and here's my trash heap.
And here's the war machine we've been slowly turning down the killing field since 1884.
And the transition point is the stuffed buffalo. The
it
stuffed
is.
Buffalo is right the gateway between legit and just the trash heap.
Stuffed buffalo in the middle of a 50s diner with half a horse and Indian jumping out of the wall.
Is that the menu or the decoration? It's very feng shui here.
Right.
So would you say that because after we finish killing or putting all of the Indians on reservations, that we just had a lot more free time? And that we could pursue other avenues, like...
Honestly, what it is your grandparents' grandparents left this shit and left the property to you, and you want to get rid of it? So, hey...
That's how they got it all?
This is an antique. You want to put it in your shit? Okay, here, come get it. You can have it for free, a.k.a. donation.
So I think they're going to have a snowmobile collection pretty soon,
maybe.
Matt.
This is kind of, it did remind me, like, it was like a cemetery plot. It was like, this little shithole room full of all this crap was donated by this family, by the great-great-grandkids of this family, who needed to get the house empty because they were putting it up for sale.
Right, and with that dude's, like, loose organization, there was, like, the bank. And in looking inside the bank, which looked like an old-time West Bank.
Sure.
Nicole, what did you find?
Money.
Inside the bank?
Yeah.
A bank robber?
Fuck if I remember.
Money?
Robbie the robot.
Oh, Robbie
from Nintendo?
Robot. That little yellow mechanical bank that would eat your
pennies.
Oh,
I remember that.
Yeah,
like this, and
yeah.
They got...
The other thing I saw inside the bank was a Tootsie Roll coin bank, piggy bank.
Yes.
I thought that really matched the old-timey theme was the Tootsie Roll
that,
bank.
The one? Okay, with all the motorcycles, you know, they've got all these nice old war
machines. She was proud of that, though, because when we went in, she's right. like, "You better make sure you're looking. You might miss 50 motorcycles." I was like, "Oh my god!"
But amidst all of this crazy. Stuff, you know, they've got a shelf that says "Offering to the God of Speed" and yeah, that and yeah. the other. And
I took some pictures. There was some interesting.
Yeah, proudly displayed a copy of Wild Hogs, the DVD.
Yeah.
How's about that diagram of the religion? For the yeah. world.
You mean the diagram that I purchased for $20?
Did you purchase?
$20?
It was a diagram showing you all over the world how everything came from Christianity and shit. It was all of it.
Or more so, further back than that, how Christianity and all of those religions took their cues from, like, the ancient pagan.
Oh, no, no. Was,
no.
Does it start at Christianity? Oh, it doesn't
oh, yeah.
go
oh, yes.
BC?
This is locked into okay. the Bible. It's a novelty writing. And
sure. For entertainment use only.
But it kind of looks like they put a lot of time into it. It looks like the rings of a log with all kinds of misinformation in between. It's
wow.
great.
Should see how old it is. That's amazing. I just couldn't get over, like, the rows and rows of just old junk military shit. We had, like, submarine nuclear engine trainers and simulators and just random shit that...
I'm pretty sure Miracle of America Museum is, like, the war. Part-time... It's the part-time home of the Montana Militia.
Right.
Could be.
In
but
plain sight.
Upon further and closer inspection... Half of the shit that's like, wow, how did you get a whole one of these in there? It's not a whole one of those.
Right.
That half of that Huey helicopter was styrofoam and paint.
Right.
Like part of it was peeled back. I was like, the fuck is that? And it's yellow styrofoam. Just kind of hanging
well,
out there.
Well, I mean, you saw the shop and everything.
But some
they
of
had
it's
the
real.
The Smithy shop.
Yeah.
And
hey, I think you guys just got ripped off by the Smithy. He's using styrofoam over here. It's like, no wonder I couldn't slay that dragon the other day. Sword just went boom.
Well, then you found their tour vehicle, right?
Oh, goodness,
the train?
Yes. The train.
Nice.
When it had, oh, what is that? Cartoon train face on the
Thomas
front.
Thomas
the Tank on front of a regular old lawnmower.
I kept picturing
Wait,
the devil's
you,
rejects
you,
like coming out
sure?
on that train with dead bodies and skin.
Are you sure that wasn't Tomater?
Did
from
you see Tomater?
No, it,
dude.
It really was Thomas the Tank.
Well,
there
it
was
really
that.
Was Tomater.
I
saw
that, saw
that
too,
one
though.
Too?
I saw Thomas the
no.
Tank also.
But this.
There was a big life-size tow truck with big eyes
oh,
in it, and on
goodness.
The side it said Tomater Radiator
it's
Springs or something.
That makes sense because later on there was a barn that was like old and rustic, but it had a Cars
the
2 banner in the
yes,
background.
Yes, I saw that. I was like, did you. I don't even know.
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
No, well,
like, the Miracle of America is sponsored by Cars 2.
And Wild Hogs.
And Wild Hogs. Oh, man. Everyone sells out. When the Miracle of America sells out, it's over. It's fucking over, guys. I don't know what else to say.
They need to work on their thematic consistency, I think.
Right.
You think? Yeah. I think a lot of it, like when you got to the small little rooms, each one was kind of dedicated to something.
It was, but then you would look in the cupboards or behind the shower
oh,
curtains.
Man.
Dude, I was
houses.
In the doctor's room like, where is the laudan? I've watched Deadwood. I know it's in here. And it's a bunch like saltpeter and
right.
sodium nitrate and all this other random shit.
The thing I didn't
to
get to the
it.
Bottom of was in the doctor's thing. They had these glass jars. And they were
yep.
labeled gastric lavage.
What is that?
I don't
chat.
Know.
I was looking
Where is my
for
chat? Oh,
the
wait.
Numbing cocoa powder.
I feel cut off from it.
I did not find it, though.
You would.
They have a Facebook. We should all like the Miracle of America
really
on
they
Facebook.
They only have 30 so far.
I like it.
Like them more.
Like them more than that.
I'm really gunning for this place.
If you're all about iron steeds and leather breeches, and if you really want to come test the law system, like, I'm serious.
And
just
I mean,
come in here, take a trip, land on something sharp.
There's plenty of sharp things to land on.
Just watch out for that noose.
Yeah.
That's all. there were kids like running around
everywhere.
There was a corner with like this airplane engine that would just, it looked razor sharp around the edges.
Well, there were
like,
just
what?
Like, there were like knives and yeah. like Nazi shit everywhere. Like,
oh, man. I want to see that place at night. I want to see the wax come
no,
alive.
No, you don't.
No.
I want to see that old lady, like, just walk out pulling.
Well, that old lady happens to have a cage full of cats and a cage full of short, fluffy chickens.
The one
chickens.
That was working there?
No, the lady that lives on the hill in the camper.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking creepy.
Who looked like she was made out of clay.
Did
like,
she?
She drove past us, and her face, her skin was not right. It
the
wasn't
porcelain
normal.
Goddess.
She's been in the sun. Ages.
She's got a trailer.
Dude, we tried to sneak out because we saw this gate there, not like run away, but like, I'm going to go smoke because you can't smoke anywhere
right.
in there because, you know, there's flammable Hueys and fucking... yeah. But the guy, he like, he was walking around and he kind of kept staring at us because we were just kind of standing there. He's like, can I help you? I was like, no, just kind of hanging out, going this way. And like, he right away walked over there and like shut the gate and locked it all up. I felt like I felt trapped for a minute. I was like, this is how it starts, guys.
Well, that's
I'm out of gas. Me and my cheerleaders.
When we were leaving, you guys were already out in the parking lot, and Stacy and I were coming out, and we were going to buy some stickers and stuff. And the poor old Joanna was sitting there, just grumpy looking. She's, thanks for bringing your friends.
Yeah, he was
I
like,
hope they had a good time.
She said something like, tell your friends or something. And he's right. like, yes, please tell them. Like, can you bring someone back we're not related to? Because we have 3 granddaughters and they need to be pregnant right now.
It really, I mean, as much as we're making fun of it, if you
hey,
have
I
five,
made a donation. I'm just saying.
If you have $5...
It's so worth it.
It's worth
wait
your
$5.
Wait a
minute. Apparently.
Question. Go ahead.
Yeah, oh. She said it was 20. I gave him $30. What's
no.
up? I'm totally kidding. I've been broke this whole time. And can I say thank you guys.
You're welcome.
For keeping this dream alive.
Go ahead, Nicole. What were you
well,
gonna say?
If you stay until 8 o'clock when they close and you stick around for the night, not there, but you
if
know,
you stay
camping,
the night here
you,
and
you
come out
come
alive
the
next,
morning
day,
for free.
You can have it
real
for
quick.
Free.
Yeah.
What did you write in that guest book?
Stuff.
I didn't get to read it, but I know it was something arrogant and douchebaggish.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely
it looked,
not. I said something about thank you so much for sharing your miracle of America with us.
I
was really nice about it, though. And
okay.
then I wrote, love the jam hole.
I thought it was like, you need to be
and
on
hey.
Hoarders or some shit.
Oh, no, absolutely not. But I am okay. going to...
Maybe
email A&E.
Them.
I mean, just saying.
I feel like that place is a TV show waiting to happen.
Totally I feel like is. I want to rig up that place with live streaming cameras and sell people a subscription to watch this.
Well, and
I will make
nice.
Weekly appearances and we will run around that place in the Huey.
He must always be working on it because there's
do you
little
think
stuff
it's her
everywhere.
Shit and he's just like I just
no!
got done like are you kidding me
no that's exactly what half of that shit is like the
no.
Barbie
I bet, huh?
collection
he's like no I seriously
I
seriously
know.
I'm gonna fix that I promise I'm totally gonna use it
because Brie and I did go last year and that's why I wanted to try
did
it
they have
back.
50 of fucking
it
everything
was
there
was just as crazy, but the guy had different things that he was working on.
Well, yeah.
Just
each minute of the day.
Exactly.
I'm
just
doing something else.
Some sort of tractor, some sort of
right.
car.
Well,
goodness.
Hey, there's a lot of hay out here.
With styrofoam or Bondo.
Yeah, well. The engine, like, looked it. You seem to know a little bit about it there. Did that look flyable? Is that the correct term? Is it airworthy?
They usually don't make helicopters out of styrofoam.
Well, just the tail. A little rust got shot up in Nam.
It seemed to be missing quite a lot.
It looked like it saw some action,
right?
If you know what I mean.
Well, there was definitely a helmet that saw some action. Did you
yeah,
see that?
Yeah, yeah. I think that was from the set of Full Metal Jacket. That was the helmet he wore.
There was a guy, like an old man and his son, I'm assuming, that were kind of around where we were when we were
yeah,
going
I
through
saw
there,
that.
Who I felt bad for the old guy, but like everything he looked at, he was like, "We used to use that in the war." We used
like
that
having
in the war.
Flashbacks with the dummy. Like, hey, smoke him if you got him. Yeah. Shit's about to hit the fan.
Two guys arguing over like what one scratch mark means to the military. Like one mark means 3 years. No, in the Navy it means 4. No, seriously, they used to use this for this, and like they're arguing back and forth.
I could hear that when I was inside one of the buildings outside. Those two going at it over that Humvee on the corner.
And the Indians were like going around. There's these two Indian guys there, and they were like checking out all the cars and stuff. And his dad was like, "Oh." Something about, like, everything there, like, could use something, and I got one of those at home. I could make this hole and all that. It was so funny. They were, like, just in awe of the miracle. That's why we won the war. They were throwing sticks and stones, and we shot them in the face. Like, technology is amazing.
One of my favorites. Did you see the little tiny baby gas mask?
Yeah.
That you just kind of stick your whole baby in and close it up and hope
it's called
for the
an
best.
Incubator.
It looked kind of like a beehive bonnet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, miraculous as it all was, it's now in the past.
Yeah, there's but a guest book that there that gas says... mask, they still make gas masks and biohazmat suits for children, which we saw.
Well, of
preppers.
Course, because we base it on being paranoid as fuck.
Well, if you're interested, their upcoming events, you can catch Live History Day 2010. The 17th and 18th of July. Wow. Not very updated. That's okay, though.
Shame on you, Miracle.
Hey, they're busy.
Museum.
They're busy. Do you know how much work it takes to like keep a Miracle of America alive?
When that guy found out that we were from Ohio, I could see it go through his brain for like a minute.
Where did I get what? Is anything from Ohio? And he had some.
Yeah, it was like, it was minutes later, he walked back over and he was like, that van out there went to Ohio twice.
What a coincidence. Oh my God. It's so funny too, because it's beyond them. Like, it's just not even, and they mean well, but it's, I don't know, it's funny that there's that level of dedication to the cause. I don't know.
I like the gun room and shit. That was pretty cool.
I mean, it's history,
really
like that
cool
shit.
Stuff, but, like I said before, I'm pretty sure that they don't check the fucking VIN numbers or anything. I guarantee you.
She was
some
in there with, like, the
involved.
Gun Trader app running VINs on these World War I weapons.
I really wanted to write down some of those VIN numbers just because...
Hey, this one's Paul Revere's. Cool.
You know,
saw that
you
sign?
Can trace those back to, like, where they were originally bought, who the owners were, handed off here and there, what states they were in what fucking cases, murders,
whatever
they were in. Unsolved fucking shit. You know,
fucking
like,
shit.
Awesome.
Speaking of unsolved fucking shit, in their military section, there were fucking tombstones. There were two tombstones.
There were two.
Really?
How do you end up with somebody's tombstone?
Were they nameless?
No.
No.
Were they priceless?
Probably.
We should bring the Antiques Roadshow here and just watch that guy's fucking head explode. Oh my God, this is worth it. Boom! Well, put him with the rest of them on the wall. That would be so amazing. There are many different events in and around Polson to suit everyone's interests. If you're interested in old junk or new junk, we have it all. That's just the events. The exhibits, we have iron steeds and leather breeches. Think snow. Kid friendly? You bet. Don't sue us if your kid
just
trips and falls and gouges
their
tetanus
shot.
An eye out. Yeah.
Well, it's kid-friendly the way kid-friendly was
Do
when
Do you think
I
they go
kid.
Around and, like, put foam on everything? Like, all the guns and the sharp
Don't
corners?
Don't you fucking
and...
touch that!
That's right.
You'll get beat when you get home.
Everything is surrounded by chicken wire.
Yeah, that's interesting. It's to keep that freshness locked in. One day, like, this is... The robots are going to take over, and we're going to stumble upon the miracle of America... And it's going to save our fucking lives, because I'm going to hop on that 50 cal, we're going to siphon some gas, and we're going to go kill us some fucking Skynet. Oh! Maybe that's what this is. That's the miracle. You don't know. because we don't see the future. We don't know yet. They have a newsletter. 48 states and worldwide visitors come in spite of rains. And there's the Thomas the Train Engine. Hey,
the engine that could.
Barrel train pleases kids, really gets around. A favorite attraction is the barrel train pulled by a rare one-cylinder tractor named Kara. All you need is one, if you know what I mean. She donated the smiley face decal for the barrel front, which the children are sure is Thomas the Train. Thomas the Train's lawyers commented and said they're going to look into this issue and seek further...
Injunction.
We're going to sue you for trademark infringement, the miracle of America.
But what I loved about that train. Oh, you probably could.
We should all sue the miracle on 54th Street.
It would be a sad day. They had the plastic outdoor chairs sitting inside a barrel with a hole cut out of it. And that was their train.
Hmm. Okay, this one has an American flag and looks like Thomas.
Yeah, no.
And apparently it's a whore. Jesus. Really gets around. Exclamation point.
Toot toot.
Thomas, with that weird, creepy Catholic smile on your face. I see what you
do. I think I can.
Oh, here we go. This is helpful. Miscellaneous donations. What have they gotten lately? Like, they keep track, right? Aww. I saw it was all barcoded, right?
When there were big, giant checks in the Buffalo room up on the wall.
Who's their biggest contributor?
Walmart.
Is that weird? Now, is it weird that Walmart is also the largest purveyor of junk we don't need and will eventually end up here? Clarity Communications.
Walmart providing future miracles.
Bob Scans donated 3 1930s radiator shells, a Dodge, a Durant, and a Chevy. Howard Hudson brought in a circa 1950s hit ahead of her to pair Wee Walker shoes in the original box and, when you want to put on those dancing shoes, a Wayne Newton record with, dust jacket.
Ooh. So the question then
what's
becomes,
up now?
Right, what building do I put this shit in?
Well, you can set it next to the large, rare turtle shell that Charlie and Joe brought in. Or the raised
Charlie and Joe
Cosker.
They live down the road a bit.
Or the raised letter sign machine.
What's the makers of Marlboro? What's their last name?
Philip Morris.
Okay, there was shit in there from Philip Morris's wife that was donated by their daughters and shit.
What was it? Their charred, burnt lungs?
No, it was like, it was hand-woven silk shaw stuff for like her wedding and shit when her and Mr. Morris got hitched. So that stuff's pretty cool. I mean, there's some really cool, legit stuff in there.
Some too legit to quit stuff. Did you see
that?
I played that.
Was legit, at least.
Did you see that? It's what I'm looking at is a harp. With a bunch
of
bells around
a lot of
it
noise
and
with
a couple
it.
Of sticks.
Oh, yeah,
we played that, too.
Fuck yeah.
Banged on those drums.
All day.
Bottles or bowls.
Do you have a membership to the Miracle of America? It's tax deductible and allows you free admission, newsletters, and a 10% discount in the gift shop.
And they're pretty serious.
Do you want to take a little piece of our miracle home with you?
But the gift shop consists of two items, both of which I bought.
Right?
You can.
I saw actually a for sale sign, but it was only will for sale if you can start this transaction with a 1930s steam tractor. I'll sell you this
69 Cadillac.
Yeah, for 15 grand. So if anyone has a 1930s style steam tractor and 15 grand, I know a place we can get a Cadillac.
We're working on getting in my 1934 hand crane Caterpillar.
Yeah.
So get the fuck rid of that. Huh?
$1,000 for lifetime membership. Corporate sustaining $200 to $999.
Wow.
Face palm.
This dude was all impressed. I was like, hey, I have a tractor that's older than some of yours. And he's like, really? And I was like, yes, it's this. It's a hand crank, and it's missing
his second
the ceramic
question,
magneto. And he was like, holy
it?
Crap.
Did you steal it from me?
No, he asked me to send him a picture of it.
Did you see
email.
The sign about stealing?
No, but I could see how they would get robbed blind on a daily basis.
What did he say about stealing?
It basically just said that it would do better being there, because basically if you take it home and try to do anything with it, it's going to blow up in your face, and then it will not add to the overall miracle of America.
Nice.
America.
I'm glad to be a part of this lineage. This really opened my eyes today.
Me too.
It really did. I didn't know I came from such nomadic fucking hoarding. We're amazing. Go team. Look at all
America.
That. Look at all that. It's a fucking time capsule of our accomplishments. We've killed the black people, the brown people, and some white people.
And the Japs.
And the Japs.
All in the name of Jesus.
Oh, and the rats.
Pretty much. It all points back to being a miracle in the name of Jesus. And I'm glad I could see that today.
What was that racist something like Negro quartet shit? Like,
oh, no, the Coon Quartet?
The Coon Quartet.
Oh, boy.
That was awesome with the big, like, cartoony, like, pink balloon-looking lip things and, like, the big... Oh, it was awesome.
That's terrible.
The Coon Quartet. And they were so proud
it was,
on the
it was
cover.
One of many racist signs that you can find in
yes,
the Miracle
but
of America
proud.
Museum.
Yeah.
They were proud.
I think there. Maybe there the miracle is that we've made it so far being such terrible fuck-ups as human beings.
The miracle may be that we just don't remember all that bullshit.
That's true. That is true. We only pass on, like, the important stuff, right?
But it's there to remind us for centuries to
haunt
go.
Us. It is. That's such a burden, right? Like, when I die, you're going to have to deal with all this. Be grateful it's not all that. Could you imagine, like, which one of them dies first? And they're just like, you motherfucker. I have 5 acres of... Wow. 3,000 pieces of motorcycle memorabilia.
How do you... How
do you remember motorcycles? Come over here with me. Let's remember
yeah,
them
dude,
together.
They had some sweet
actually,
ones.
Those
they
motorcycles
did.
Were worth a lot. There's, no, like, old had... Indians, Harleys, fucking... what?
Wild hogs? Fuck
yeah. That one, too. But the Indians are super expensive. Like, the really old school ones.
That's what America's been saying.
I know. They're like, if we
God
can
damn
just...
damn these motherfuckers! These Indians are fucking
Indian motorcycles!
If they can just go to Africa with the rest of our problems, like, we'll be doing okay. So expensive. Yeah. It's like having 4 kids. Each one of you is like 4 kids. The Mexicans are like, yeah, I know, we can do that math.
But imagine,
go
I mean,
home to my studio apartment with all 8 of us.
There's easily, if I had to guess, I would say $2 million worth of stuff there, at least.
Not counting the land?
Yeah, at least.
And the jet fighter.
But how the fuck, like, if you inherit that and you're like, well, I obviously don't want to do this. How the hell would you get rid of all
you
of
call
it?
Up every
Andy
single
Trojo.
Reality,
yeah,
every single reality pawn shop,
yep.
Storage, buyout, all of those, and you have
place.
A fucking round robin tournament.
Yep.
That's how you fucking do it. And then you call up hoarders, though, and you put them in between as obstacles.
But see, I really
like,
think...
See what I'm saying? Right. Like, you try to take something, they're like, no, I might need
no!
that! Hold on! You're like, I gotta cross the finish.
You can't
I might need that.
Not my collection of tractor seeds.
Hold on, let me blow. Yeah, let me blow the dust off this so I can reminisce about when I thought I
or
might have needed that.
Gas cans.
Oh my god!
My collection of gas cans.
I didn't see that.
They're everywhere. They're in cars. They're in buildings. They're on shelves.
They're
on roofs.
They're in the gas station. You
oh,
didn't go
wow.
there.
Well, no, clearly not. The old
but they
Texaco.
Still walk past the gas station.
I saw where that sign probably might have once stood before it got
they
ripped
had
100 off.
100 at least of every most commonly used thing. irons, like crimpled little like ruffle ironing irons, and then, you know, fucking corset.
She's like, ever since the internet Craigslist has just totally helped our business.
I know, right?
Irons. Get them all, honey.
A whole room.
Fuck it. Get them all.
How about the whole building? Yeah, barn totally. Size full of old washing machines and vacuum cleaners.
I found the washing machine that was at the cabin,
yep,
which was pretty awesome. I saw all of them.
Oh, God. The full history of washing clothes was in that
That's
building.
So great. That's so amazing.
But not with any kind of signage to explain the history or order of them. Just, here's some fucking washing machines. See if
That's
you
right.
Leave your way
At some
them.
Point, we got comfortable enough to wash our clothes.
But it's a sea of washing machines that has, like, one entry point, and you can walk in 3 feet
and
then look,
dead end.
Look off into the sea of washers.
I wanted to just like crowd surf them. It's like that would hurt. They remind me of that old school picture where the pitchfork, the dude, the farmers.
Yes. American Gothic.
Thank you. American Gothic. Their portrait. That's what it reminds me of. All right, well, it's a neat place. It's Pioneer Village. It's where we came from. It's how we got where we are today. And if we can't remember that, we are going to have to go through that again. And God fucking help us.
I think if I come back next year, I'll do it again.
Next year, we're going to do everything we did this year, but we're going to do it on acid.
And 6 hours earlier.
And 6 hours earlier.
I thought you were going to say we're going to do everything we did this year and we're going to do it on time.
On time. On time. Time.
It seems like it's on time if we're on acid, so.
Okay, so when I say Saturday night, the show starts at 10 o'clock and 8 o'clock is dinner, I mean just get there before noon. And we'll be there sometime before Monday. It'll be great. You excited? We're going to do this.
Absolutely.
I'm actually recording this so that I can play it and we'll just sit up there and go. I'll totally mime the show. It'll be great.
Lip syncing, Matt, really, are these the levels you've stooped to?
We will become the Milli Vanilli of this podcast shit. Oh, hey, I got something from... I gotta read this. I got something from my mom today. This is... I need you to know what kind of upbringing I come from.
Okay.
Subject, this is really funny. 3 exclamation points. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yep.
Just when you think you have heard all of the stupid things that are going on in the U.S., are you ready? This comes along. Black hurricanes. Well... It appears our African-American friends have found yet something else to be pissed about. A black congresswoman, this would be Sheila Jackson Lee of Houston, reportedly complained that the names of hurricanes are all Caucasian and none of them black.
What?
She would prefer some names that reflect African-American culture, such as Chamiqua, Tanisha, Wawisha, Shaquille, and Jamal. I am not making this up. She would also like the weather reports to be broadcast in... a language that street people can understand, because one of the problems that happened in New Orleans was black people, they couldn't understand the seriousness of the
it's
situation.
It's easier for them to name catastrophe type shit after Caucasians because we're the ones who've been dicks throughout history. If we say, oh, you know, hurricane fucking
it's like
Shaniqua
a pat on their back
is rolling through and fucking everything up.
Hurricane like, Steven.
You're napping on all and you know, fuck you're racist, that's fucking whatever, yada yada, blah 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 blah. All that
yeah,
crap.
That could be
as
bad.
Long as it's like Hurricane Katrina, Andrew, or George or whatever.
Well,
that
name them after
like,
presidents.
Oh, they were dicks to begin with. It's cool.
Right. It makes them feel better.
Right.
So
I understand where she's coming from, and she probably had the best of intentions. But it's a prime example to me of, like, how people have too much fucking free time anymore.
Too much freedom? Oh, yeah. Free time, right. Yeah. That, too.
Like, if you have time to protest the names of hurricanes...
Well, what are you doing? You're a congresswoman? What are you? Did you find some time in between your agreeing that you could come and say this?
Right.
I can't wait for Hurricane Shaniqua to come flatten my
right?
fucking house.
Every fucking house.
Golly.
Right, but when it happens, then they'll complain that it was named after a black person.
Right. And that'll be a hate crime. That's right. No good. I guess if the weather person says that the winds are going to blow at 140 plus, that's too hard to understand. I can hear it now. A weatherman in New Orleans says, "What's up, motherfuckers? Hurricane Jamique will be heading for your ass. Like Leroy on a rocket, bitch, be a category four. So turn off dim chitlins, grab your cheering, leave your crib, and head for the nearest FEMA office for your free shit. Mom, you're racist, and I would appreciate it if you'd stop sending these to me." You know what? She sent one once, like last week, and it was to a whole bunch of our old family, like back east. Right. And I hit reply all, and I said, "Mom, that was rude. Everyone else, I apologize for it." I just hit send. She, yeah. Anyway. I now have a lot of inheritance coming my way, apparently. Miracle of Montana. So, are we done? Can we turn that off now? Dana, you've been a lovely, lovely participant.
Have I? I'm just giving somebody else a fucking spotlight. I don't give a, you know, let them play. It's their vacation. You're here for this, right? So play. Here, have this.
Have this.
I don't want it anymore. No, I'm kidding.
It's all you.
I think it's cool. At least I don't have to talk very much. I can sit back here and doodle shit. Here.
I see that.
It is a comfy spot.
Yay.
And you actually doodled shit. That it's a plate with...
That guy, he's total shit. The dude
I see that.
Totally. Absolutely.
That reminds me of the back of my head.
It is the back of your head.
Whoa!
That's all I can see.
Whoa.
The angle on that.
All right. Well, can I expect to see you tomorrow evening at some time?
Me?
Yeah.
Probably.
Okay. Because it's 2 a.m. right now, so that's in, like, this evening.
Right.
Okay. I just need to clarify that.
You're not sleeping on the deck tonight.
Saturday's no longer next week. And how was that? Is this deck more comfortable than the Milwaukee deck was?
Yeah, I didn't get sunburned.
That's
so
true.
Cool.
You can actually fall asleep outside here and it's fine.
Yeah, it was actually quite comfy.
We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Absolutely.
This is going to be great.
Absolutely.
Yeah, buddy.
What else are we doing tomorrow? I hear we're having a breakfast bake-off.
What? I'm not cooking. Go fuck yourself.
All of you have to figure out how to find food and then bring it back here and then cook it.
Wrap and roll, because I don't think they're open
on
Sunday.
Wrap and roll, yes.
Fuck wrap and roll is right.
I said fuck wrap and roll, yes. I'll eat it. And I'll eat it because my ex-girl cooked it. Holla, she made it with love. Look at the back of my head. Look at it. Look at it. Put eyes there. Because that's where they are. They're right here and right here.
I'm not gonna say anything. I don't care anymore. I'm done.
Okay.
You're doing that shit like, haha.
Did you get those unemployment papers in yet?
I don't care.
No? Did you help her with that yet? I thought you were going to help her with that. What the fuck happened?
I haven't found the magic to motivating her on this topic, no.
Was that getting money? Getting money for free? How do you motivate one to get free money? The black people have it down. They're all about getting money.
It's not worth the effort anymore. Okay. Not with the plate. Not with that place.
It's not easy filling out a form online these days. No.
It's a lot of effort. Some people like won't do anything. They're like, I have to email you.
The bitter end. It's not worth it for me. I don't care about it. So.
Like your state will say no. I'm not going to give you money.
Employers will fight it.
You know you don't have to physically fight them. This is a fight.
Like a fight to the death.
Right.
Then it'd be worth it. I would do it, but not.
No, employers will often fight because it actually costs employers every time unemployment is filed. And not only does it cost them when they fire somebody and it's filed, if somebody is let go or even just leaves from their job and goes to another job and gets fired from that and they collect unemployment on that, it goes back one.
See, when I left Famous Dave's, I was there for 3 years and I went to the KB and got fired after like a little while. And when I applied for unemployment, it would have been drawing it from Famous Dave's, not the KB.
Right.
I went and got 8 jobs and then got fired from all 8.
It only goes
and then
back
got a
3.
Fat check.
It only
right,
goes back
but
three
a lot
jobs.
Of times they will fight it because it does cost them money. And if it's a small business,
they're assholes.
It is so much hassle trying to get free money from the government.
the pain. That dude on the TV with the suit with the question marks on it, he figured out like 1,000 of those ways. I think he wrote them all down in a book that he sells. That's way 1,000. Put all 999 of these in a book, and wear a retarded suit like the Riddler.
Well, that's like really
trademark.
Most of those late night infomercials, if you really pay attention, what they're doing is they're selling you the thing that they want you to sell. Like
Inventors College.
Well, that's a whole different story. You and Inventors College.
You're not taking his book and then turning it into like something else.
No, you're just supposed to sell like their thing paper. Again, like the real estate thing.
Yeah.
You don't really buy and sell real estate. You buy and sell their buy and sell
you're
real estate.
You're trading the
program.
Deed and yeah.
Right.
It's a Ponzi scheme.
So I'm going to take random MP3s and then we'll just buy those and we'll sell those. And that'll be I don't get how that works. How do people I don't understand that.
People are dumb.
But there's a miracle out there for everyone. I hope you find yours.
There are 35 or 36 buildings to choose from.
That's right. There was something for everyone. Let's see.
Five
the doctors, the dentists, everyone.
The racists.
The army guys. The racists. The niggers. I mean, something for all. It was brutal.
Hey, they called them coons. Okay.
I saw that back in the
30s. And they were happy with it, so I'm going to say that's okay.
Yeah. And then we invented all these interesting ways to make their life hell. And we're like, if it makes them more productive, what will it do to the white people? And then they made our lives hell.
By bitching about our hurricane names.
Mom. What the fuck, Mom? I'm going to prank call you one of these days so hard, Mom. I'm going to make her cry, and I'm going to feel bad about it. I will feel bad. You'll have to call her. I'll be like, oh, my God. You'll never guess what happened.
You're a dick.
I fucking killed your son.
That's
because I hate him.
Soon. The near future.
I know. I feel like I'm on death's door.
You are.
All right. Well, I'm going to see you Saturday at this live
show. I'll probably see you Saturday.
And I'll probably post this after that.
Okay.
Here's
Thank
some
you.
Music.
Goodbye.
Okay.
Toodaloo.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.